Some members of the Milwaukee Jewish community are observing the Hebrew month of Elul, with particular reflection on what has happened in the Middle East since the Hamas attacks on Israel last October 7th. Israelis and Palestinians continue to die in a war that, for now, seems to have no end, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Elul, which is the last month before the Jewish New Year that begins on Rosh Hashanah, started last week. Elul is viewed as a month of reflection on the previous year. For Jews, there is grief over the Hamas attacks last October that killed about 1,200 people and led to 250 being taken hostage. Some of the hostages have since died, including six found dead in Gaza September 1st. At a ceremony last week outside the Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay, Jewish Federation Board Chair Judy Corin read descriptions of the six, including
Alexander Lobanov, 32, taken from the Nova Festival. Alexander's youngest child was born 5 months ago, and he never met his father, and now he never will.
Other speakers read the names of those believed to be still held hostage, though the Associated Press reports some of those men and women may be dead. The Whitefish Bay ceremony was also to highlight the sounding of the shofar, a traditional horn typically made from a ram, sounded daily during Elul, except on the Sabbath. The sounding is meant, among other things, to summon a feeling of humility before God, and a collective voice of pain, hope, and unity. The Jewish Federation says this year the sounding is to show standing with Israel when words aren't enough. Several community members brought their shofar. Here are three of the traditionally nine blasts of the horn, with a leader calling for the type of blast.
Tikiah. Shvarim Trua.
Jewish Federation Vice President Zipporah Altman Schaefer told us about her shofar.
Yeah, my parents bought it in Israel when they went on a Federation trip in the 1970s. My brother blew it for many years, and I guess I inherited it, and I blow it every single morning other than the Sabbath during this month, and blow it with my family so that we are really thinking about the year.
At your home indoors?
At my home indoors, outdoors, usually indoors because I don't want to wake the neighbors early in the morning.
Altman Schaefer says the Jewish community has to come together and beseech God that there is peace.
That there's an end to suffering, that Israel is secure, that Jews around the world is secure, that all people stop suffering.
That wish comes as pro-Palestinian groups in Milwaukee and elsewhere point to Gaza Health Ministry numbers, saying 41,000 Palestinians have been killed during the war, including some Hamas militants. The inability of the U.S. to bring a lasting ceasefire and ongoing U.S. military aid to Israel have become major issues in this year's presidential campaign. As to what's next, Milwaukee Jewish Federation President and CEO Miriam Rosenzweig points to a former Israeli leader who grew up here.
I'm going to paraphrase Golda Meir, who said to be a realist about Israel, you have to believe in miracles. And I think that's where we're at. We know that there's 101 hostages. Two of them are babies. We have mothers, we have children, we have Jews, we have Muslims. I mean, it's all of society. And we hope that this war ends quickly, and we hope that there's an opportunity for peace.
Jewish community leaders plan more events closer to Rosh Hashanah, which begins October 2nd, the attacks anniversary of October 7th, and the holiest day of the Jewish year, Yom Kippur, on October 11th. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.